Well, now to Colorado, where one organization is trying to put an end to a stereotype and disprove the theory that scientists have no sense of humor. Stacy Nick of KUNC in Greeley has the story.
John Kinnetiman of Aurora, Colorado, has a degree in geology, but his secret dream is to be a stand-up comedian.
I've always thought I was funny. Maybe others have not thought I was funny, but I definitely do. So I just wanted to go on stage and give it a shot.
But before hitting the stage, Kinnetiman spent 3 weeks in a classroom learning about comedy.
Okay, so you guys all theoretically at least have several paragraphs of information you want the audience to walk away with.
The class was just what Kinnetiman needed to fine-tune his act.
I think there was a lot of insider baseball to the jokes I was making.
That's why we're going over this in the group, just because to us, like, we don't know anything about geology.
That's Jessie Hansen. By day, she's a medical laboratory scientist. But by night, she teaches courses on science comedy for the national nonprofit group Science Riot.
I take STEM field professionals, so anyone involved in science, technology, engineering, or mathematics. I teach them a 3-week writing workshop and how to write stand-up comedy and use that as an outreach tool.
Hansen says scientists aren't always great at talking with non-scientists about what they do. And a study from Northwestern University found that only 1 in 5 actively participate in outreach to the adult public. But how do you teach being funny? First, they have to learn some of the finer points of telling a joke, starting with the basics.
So if I say knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dwayne. Dwayne the insurance salesman. It's not a funny joke, is it? Because I resolved that tension in a very expected way. An insurance salesman has every reason to be on your doorstep, so it's not funny if you say that he shows up. So let's try that one more time. Knock, knock.
Dwayne
the tub. I'm drowning. Okay, still not the world's greatest joke, but it's an unexpected resolution, and you'll get at least a chuckle when people recognize what you've done to resolve the tension in the setup.
Sometimes it takes a while for the lesson to sink in. Fleur Farrow is a marine biologist and teaches biology at the Community College of Denver. Her first comedy assignment was a bit about her work researching sharks.
In order to do this, I was on this very small island with a very weird man, and we...
But for the next 6 minutes, Farrow talked about everything but that small island or the weird man. Afterwards, her classmates wanted to know more. Turns out the other researcher was working on a study on dominance.
Literally... His plan was to swim around naked with scuba gear on and try and mount the shark. So I wish I had the footage because it's amazing.
Why would you leave? Why would you leave this island?
Why are we not talking about this?
I didn't know if I could. I didn't know if I could.
Yes, please talk about those.
Too often people think of physics and chemistry and biology and all these things as being boring, as being hard, as being something to be avoided.
Peter McGraw is the director of the University of Colorado's Humor Research Lab. McGraw studies the social science behind what makes things funny and how people use comedy as a tool. One way is to use humor to create a positive association with something people might otherwise see negatively, like science.
Oftentimes, being good at comedy signals intelligence, signals wit and charm and ability. In some ways, comedy can help make science a little bit more cool and thus approachable.
Such as when Science Riot student Dan Myers uses a reference to the popular TV series Breaking Bad.
When my friends find out I'm a chemist, some of my less ethical ones say, "Dude, do you know how to make LSD?" I'm like, "No, but I do know how to make meth in Winnebago."
But getting laughs isn't enough. As instructor Jessie Hansen says, you can't have Science Riot without the science. Again, geologist John Kinnetiman.
So rocks and minerals, they form molecularly into certain ways, and they will make it so that when you hit it with a rock, they break on certain faces based on how the molecules get put together. That is cleavage.
It was the educational part that Kinnetiman struggled with.
I ended up just... at first going more into it with using just, you know, science terminology and making it funny, but actually making it like informative and instructive and funny at the same time is an interesting balancing act.
While he probably wouldn't take these jokes to the office where he works as an analyst for a firm focused on science companies, he thinks there is a place for the skills he picked up in class.
Being in science marketing, you know, it's all about messaging science to be more attractive.
And sometimes, just like with any scientific method, that can require a little experimentation. For Here and Now, I'm Stacey Nick.